I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm going to get you high today. Because it's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
We're not dreaming of Californication. The entire ticket team is on the edge of Western civilization for Cowboys training camp, starting Monday morning, July 21st, on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Join the Funhouse, Travis Mejia and Kevin Landrum. Hey, that's me. This Saturday, as we broadcast from the Dallas Card Show in Allen, Daryl Johnston, Longhorns Jaden Blue, Malik Muhammad, and Irish all-time star Rocket Ishmael will be signing at the show. The Funhouse, this Saturday, live from the Dallas Card Show in Allen. For more details or info, go to DallasCardShow.com.
Thank you, Lando. Straight up 540 here on The Ticket. You've got the hard line a day before the holiday three-day weekend, and we're broadcasting live from Three Wide Brewing, 16230 Three Wide Drive in Fort Worth. Appreciate you being with us out here as we are debuting the July six-pack, July P1 six-pack beer of the month, the Invasion Smash. So Matt McLaren is out here. People are having a good time. We got all sorts of fun happening here on a Thursday. We got a sponsor for a little Friday fun, Hammo.
Eatsy's Market and Bakery, D. Joe.
Thank you, Hammo. For a little more fun, throw it to Dave.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I know it's Thursday, but it feels like a Friday because we have the long holiday weekend. And because it's 4th of July weekend, it just reminded me of all those happy memories that I have as a child, going to see fireworks shows and hanging out at the pool with my friends. And
right.
So I thought we could spend this segment kind of reminiscing, talking about our favorite 4th of July memories.
It's a great idea.
I've got a lot.
Wait. Oh, hold on a second. Did you see that guy? He's walking right towards us. He's
aggressively.
He's got a huge cardboard box.
What's his deal?
You want it? Okay. I think he wants to talk to you, Bob. I'll give up my headset.
Last sports term's over.
Well, he does not know how to put headphones on.
No,
first of all,
this is
welcome to the program, sir. Who are you?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
How are y'all doing?
We're good. We're on the air, though.
Well, I wanted to come and see y'all guys. My name is Huey Lewis.
Really?
That's right. You may know me as Huey Kablooey.
I don't know you as that, but why would we know you as that?
Well, I have a fireworks stand just down 114 apiece.
Oh, I think I drove by that as I was driving over here.
You may have seen the sign. It's called Kablooey's.
I did. I thought it was a weird name for a fireworks stand.
Not if that's your last name. It's Huey Kablooey.
It's the one with the big 4th of July banner, and it says, buy one, get 10 free.
That's amazing.
That's a great deal, but I didn't think it was legal to sell fireworks here.
Well, where we are, it's actually out in an unincorporated area, so there are no police,
no law,
no judges, no laws. We can do whatever we want out there. Matter of fact, when old Diddy gets out, he should move into our compound. He can fill that whole trailer park up with baby oil and freak off as much as he wants.
Interesting.
That's wild. I didn't think anybody was inviting Diddy to come live with them.
He might be looking for a safe haven, though.
It's all good with me because we don't need the government sticking its nose into our bedrooms, right, Bob?
Honestly, that's right. We don't. Huey.
Anyway, I saw y'all were going to be out here today at Three Wide, and I wanted to stop by and see if you needed any fireworks for your Independence Day celebrations. But first things first,
yes.
Whether you do or you don't, for your listeners out there or for y'all, I wanted to talk a little bit about fireworks safety.
Okay,
good.
Sure.
Now, you're not supposed to fire these off within the city limits. Otherwise, cops will show up thinking you're a Hispanic firing your gun up in the air.
Interesting. I don't know if that's how the law is written, but okay.
Another important safety note is never, ever, ever light your fireworks with a fart.
Okay, that's good advice. I was considering it.
The methane can cause an instant explosion. Also, never point any firework at your own or a friend's genitals.
just the genitals. Like, face is fine. Any other part of the body okay?
That's horseplay.
Okay.
Genitals was where we draw
off
the
limits.
Lines.
Gotcha. Makes sense.
That's a safe place.
Perhaps most important, do not shoot off fireworks near your roof, because everyone needs a roof. And you don't want to light that roof on fire.
No, everyone does need a roof.
I love the roof on my house. I don't give it enough credit, actually.
We're not going to play that music.
Now that we've got all that safety stuff out of the way, I wanted to break into this box over here and show you some of the items that I brought for you.
We wish you would.
I got a whole box of some of our more popular items. This one here.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
This is the Josh Young. It's a sparkler that burns real bright at first, then it starts to flame out so bad you just have to drop it down.
Oh, and you named it after a third baseman.
It's not really a tribute so much as just taking a shot, but timely.
This one is wildly popular with some people, but most people have never heard of it. It's the Danny Farquhar.
Okay, that fits.
Okay, a very important firework.
Yeah, to some.
It broke some kind of record or story or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it's complicated.
It doesn't really get the credit for it, apparently.
Huey, we don't have time for that one.
This one is extremely popular. It doesn't really do anything special, and honestly, I think it's kind of overrated, but it is the most expensive item that we have. It's the Dak Prescott.
Oh, once again, just taking shots.
I don't know if that's going to sell that many.
This is a fun one. This one is called the Nico Harrison.
Uh-oh.
It looks pretty good for a while, and then it blows up in your face.
I don't know why anyone would buy that, knowing that off the top. This is Huey Kablooey, the purveyor of fireworks out here near Three Wide Brewing.
Well, actually sports-themed fireworks.
Yeah, apparently.
As a matter of fact, this next one is called the Texas Rangers Offense.
Okay.
It is totally packed with explosives, but most of the time it just fizzles out.
Yeah, it's a weird thing to market, though, right?
But if they're buy one, get 10 free, I feel
okay,
like I'm still going to load up.
It's a volume discount.
Yeah, that's okay, true.
Here we go. This next one, this is the Anthony Davis. It's very tall, very impressive, but it just goes two quarters of the way before it blows up.
very specific.
But those two quarters were
spectacular.
Spectacular, yes.
I'm losing the voice a little bit.
Well, hang in there.
We also have the Pete DeBoer. You can try and save it for the finale, but when you're almost there, it will pull your best firework and then set itself on fire.
Way too specific. Just not how fireworks work at all. I don't even understand that.
Man, I'm having fun with all these sports.
This is one you'll probably like. It's the most dynamite projectile that we carry. If you would have bought it last year, it would have been on discount, but now it's our second most expensive item.
What just happened?
I just.
Oh, no.
I sat on my testicle.
Oh, no.
It's the Micah Parsons.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Just a few more. This is the Muser. It's great to open the show, but it's so short you wonder what happened to it.
Yeah, we've been hearing a lot
hi-ho.
Of that.
This one is the Bob. It's risky to use in a fireworks show because it sucks up all the oxygen from the other fireworks.
Guilty.
Here's the DJ. It's completely silent, but somehow still not sensory friendly.
Yep. Pretty fitting, yeah. I did not sign off on that, by the way. I'm going to need some residuals.
All these fireworks, so many assorted types.
And this last one is really special. It's essential to any good fireworks display. It's called the Daddy.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
It
it does what, Huey?
I'm trying to find the voice again.
It changes colors based on what other fireworks are around.
All right, that one actually makes a lot of sense.
Hey, anyway, I got to go. My flimsy premise is totally falling apart.
Yeah,
here.
I don't think it is. I think we have something amazing that has just been hatched from Huey Kablooey.
Leave a few of those deadies behind. I'll pay any price.
Will. And swing on by. I'll give you another box for your children.
Oh, thank you. They'll love it. Thank you, Huey.
You bet, guys. I love the ticket.
Okay. Well, we love you, Huey.
Wow.
Huey Kablooey.
Just selling fireworks out here. And that's crazy because I did see the fireworks stand as I was driving over here thinking, you know what? It's been a while.
What a weird guy.
Hey,
I'm sorry you missed that. That was incredible.
Well, I mean, I was watching. I saw.
Man, what a weird guy indeed.
Well, we appreciate him coming out here to Three Wide Brewing and setting the tone for the holiday weekend. That was fantastic.
We got to get an extra headset so Dave can hang around when Huey's
it's
out.
It's an oversight. An oversight?
Maybe,
overthought.
Maybe Huey can pick games this fall.
I would.
Why not?
I don't know if he has that much stink.
No, the voice was perfect. All right.